Bodybuilding Quick Start. To start bodybuilding, you have to find your current non-stop workout duration. How long can you move? And then match it with weights that you can lift non-stop exactly for that duration. Initially, you will run into the same trouble that joggers have. You run out of endurance. To earn your first non-stop hour, start by slowly jogging for 15, 30, 45, and eventually 60 minutes. If jogging is too hard, this is not a problem. Please begin by hiking long distances. Then you will have the muscle necessary to slowly jog for an hour. Once you have your endurance, begin adding to your now 60-minute jog 3 pound, 5 pound, then 7.5 pound, and for some, 10 pound dumbbells in each hand. It is up to your body to set the speed of your adaptation, but it won't be long before your 15-minute jog induces adaptation to jog for 20 and 30 and 45 and 60 minutes. It's the same with dumbbells. Be good to yourself. Don't skip the 3 pounders. Those help you stretch and also prepare your muscles for the 5 pounds. If 5 pounds feels like it is doing nothing for you, do not ignore that signal. It means that they are actually too light for you, and you have to mix in or move up to 7.5 pounds. At the end of your jogging phase, you will earn 1 hour of endurance and good muscle to cycle non-stop standing dumbbell exercises. Please know that you cannot work out without music that makes you want to dance. If it does not make you move, you will get distracted and start waiting for your exercise to end and then quit. You must move in sync with the beats of your songs, often called dancing, one beat up and next beat down. This mental and physical synchronization effort, along with pretty songs, will help you enter a dance trance where hours feel like minutes. This is similar to how you zonk out on your way back home after work. Please do not ignore this advice. Listening to music through gym speakers does not work and probably makes things worse. Be sure to select slower songs at first and during a dumbbell weight increase. Choose 1990s dance country over techno and let your body adapt before switching to faster songs. Bottom line is, if you have to stop, you're doing it wrong. You can stop between songs for a few seconds, but you are able to jog with at least 7.5 pound dumbbells, so you don't need rest. If it hurts and forces you to stop, it means you are cutting off your circulation. That is not part of healthy exercise. That disrupts your normal operation and probably hurts the exercise as well. Right before you feel like you will have to stop, you switch to another standing dumbbell exercise. When biceps hurt, you switch to overhead shoulder press. You will then recover and be able to return to your bicep curls. Remember, if you have to stop, you are lifting too heavy or you don't have the required jogging endurance. You are doing it wrong. Doing it wrong will grow your muscles, but only once. You will end up lifting too heavy and be unable to lift heavier. You will not be able to tell your body to adapt again. And lifting for just seconds, often while sitting or laying, is the slowest possible way to adapt. It takes decades to grow muscles this way. When you keep it light, you can always throw in extra minutes, or mix in slightly heavier dumbbells, or switch to slightly faster songs. I'm sorry to say that lifting heavy for 20 seconds, when you should lift light for 60, doesn't do all that much. So what does it look like? You come into a gym, somehow able to lift for an hour like some maniac, and then every year you double in size. Folks who temporarily come in winter see you transforming like crazy. This is because you spend a considerable amount of time constantly telling your body that you need more, and then more, and again more. So your body, given the food, mostly farmer-type meals with meat, will just keep growing. When a person hurts their leg and need a cast, it becomes skinny after some months. But then, in just a few months, grows the muscle back once they start using it, once they start walking again. The dumbbells and the frequency with which you move them push that restoration power higher and higher. A total of 40 pounds, or 20 pounds per hand, for up to 3 hours makes you extremely muscular.